For the weekend after Thanksgiving, hoping you're enjoying those cold turkey sandwiches and the leftover stuffing. You know, we've got a busy evening ahead of us, winding up with a half-hour live pickup of the Peter Nero Trio from the Rainbow Grill. But the first order of business is a song by Jack Jones, after which we'll meet a good friend of ours in person. But first, here's Jack with Wives and Lovers.
Little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you need try anymore. So why should always be a lover too? Run to his arms the moment he.
Right now has just about all the equipment you need to be the success that he is in show business. He's got looks, a great voice, good sense of humor, and he's currently breaking it up at the Copacabana, known to those of us in New York as the Copacabana. It's a pleasure to extend a very cordial welcome to you here on Monitor, Jack Jones.
My goodness, Marie. Thank you very much. It's a very nice intro.
You're looking great.
Thank you.
They've been talking about something new being added to the Jack Jones look. The new kind of hairdo, the kind of clothes you're wearing, and your what you wear on stage, etc.
Well, it's just as simple as what, you know, trends and fashions are year by year. And people change, their habits of wearing their hair and their clothes change. So I've just kind of changed along with it. I haven't really tried to follow. I just do what I feel, I wear and appear what I feel good in. And I wouldn't feel right for some reason. I wouldn't feel right with short hair. A lot of people who do now, but I don't happen to.
Me too. Sure. I would feel very...
Yeah, and it kind of got longer and longer.
Yeah.
I'm not considering having it any longer than it is now, which is not shoulder length by any means, but it's just something that evolved and it's... the way I am now.
We're almost right at that Prince Valiant stage.
Right. And,
yeah, just about it.
I would hate anybody to think it was some sort of contrived attitude and look, you know, trying to keep up with, you know, what's happening, you know, and all that stuff. Because it isn't. It's just the way things are. And I enjoy it. I enjoy the way... I enjoy the freedom now that people have in dress. It's marvelous. Men are allowed to kind of, you know...
And you reflected also in your nightclub act. You don't wear a tuxedo anymore, do you?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'll wear it if the occasion really warrants it. At the Copa, I just, for some reason in that room, the way it is now, I don't feel like wearing a tux. I like to have an open shirt and, you know, I'm dressed nicely. I just, but the freedom there, the open throat and the freedom of moving my arms without a sleeve pulling the coat up or something, it's right. Nice. You know, I have a vest and I just put my arms up and there's no, you know.
It's actually more natural that way.
Yeah, it really is.
Than the other way. A recent newspaper article on you said, and I'm quoting, Jack Jones was born too late to be a big band singer, but a little too soon to fit the young rock image. And what's your reaction to that?
Well, I imagine that's true. I don't really know how to answer that. I guess it would be true. I was only born too soon to fit the big band thing because of there were no big bands to sing with, but there were still singers singing. Some of the songs that were sung with the big bands. However, now, you know, singing standards is kind of out.
Right.
There are new standards now. All I'm trying to do is go out there and first of all, enjoy myself. Not enjoy hearing myself, but have a good time and get them to have a good time. And that goes along with whatever my musical tastes are at the moment. And if I can incorporate my particular way of doing something into a new song and it fits and it's not dishonest, then it works and then we're all having a good time. And then if we can capture that on a record or something, that's fine. And then I'm singing today. It may be old-fashioned to some people. It may be refreshing to others. Who knows?
Well, I think you have a very avant-garde or, let's say, very contemporary attitude about that because when you say, you know, what you're doing is you're digging yourself. And that's what everybody says. You know, if people could just dig themselves.
Well, but I can't stand to hear myself. That's another thing. I just like...
Why?
I don't like to hear myself.
You don't like to hear yourself
singing? No, it's me singing. It's like people who, for the first time, I've never really gotten over it. I've gotten over a lot of it, but you never completely lose... You can never sit there and really say, listen to yourself and say, that's great. You can't do it. I can't. It's like someone who first hears himself played back on a tape recorder. They say, is that me? That's not me. So I shouldn't be concerned, is that me, really, singing back? It should be, is this me singing out to you? Is this me now? Then if, you know, as far as listening, I'm not really supposed to be the judge of that.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to pause right now, and then what we've got is a medley of songs and also of free association with Jack Jones. So stay with us, friends. You are on the Monitor Beacon.
Partially hydrogenated soybean oil, liquid cottonseed oil, monodiglycerides, lecithin, potassium sorbate. Sound like a chemistry course? Well, it happens to be some of the ingredients you'll find in margarine. Now, contrast that with butter. 11 quarts of milk to make 1 pound of butter. That's the whole story, pure and simple. Butter delivers a lot of natural goodness and nutrition, a healthy wholesomeness that's about as old as time itself. None of the doubts and maybes scientists keep raising about some of the newer foods we eat today. So it's really refreshing to know that Hotel Bar is just plain old-fashioned about its butter. You know you're getting 100% pure, fresh cream churned to butter perfection. Isn't now the time for you to try Hotel Bar butter for your family? They can talk till the cows come home, but there is no substitute for the real thing, butter. Real Hotel Bar butter. Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
Back on Monitor with Jack Jones. This is Murray the K, and we're about to ask Jack to do a little bit of free association. Jack, what we're going to do is play brief excerpts of some of your biggest hits, right up to your current new album, which is called Live at the Sands, your new LP. And I would like you to recall any personal memories, anecdotes, or incidents connected with each one of them. Now, here's the first.
Tell her you care.
You'll never know why. Coaxing, better yet, get her roses and lollipops, and lollipops and roses.
Lollipops and roses, that was the song that I recorded. It brings back a period of time when I was in the service, and my only daughter, who's now 9, was expected, and it was a rather beautiful time for me, anticipating being a father, and the song was written by Tony Vallone. It was the hit was a mistake. We buried it in an album, and I didn't think it was, I thought it was too pretty to be a hit, and it became a hit.
All right, Jack, let's see what you relate to and what you relate with this particular song.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear
dream. I heard that song and I said to Dave Capp, who was the owner of Capp Records and my producer at the time, I said, who needs a march? And he said, well, you're going to sing this anyway, because I said, sure, if you think it has some merit, fine, we'll try it, see how it comes off. And there's a song that I wish I had recorded the way I sing it now, because I hear it now, and I hear I threw away a lot of lyrics and I sang it too straight, you know. But who cares? It was a hit for me.
It was a monster.
It's my only a gold album on Cap Records, the Impossible Dream album.
Right. And of course that album, of course, and that song which you made famous is Everybody in the World is
right.
Recorded.
Well, every singer has done it at the end of his or her act, you know, and I still do, and I feel kind of funny. But it is, a lot of people have forgotten that I had a hit on it.
Right.
But still, here comes that song
again, right? Yeah. From your new album, whatever comes into your mind, to just to free associate with this song.
Follow. I had a dream last night.
Dream. Knocked me out when I heard that song. I loved the lyrics. The thought, without getting too heavy on social change and blah, 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 blah.
Making any sort of statement.
Yeah, not making any. It's just, all it says is, you know, I had a dream that we're all right and everybody is, you know. The great line in that song is, all of the players were playing together and all of the heavies were light as a feather. I love that line. So that's why I did it.
Well, this has been our second time on Monitor.
Yes.
It's really been a gas.
Thank you, Murray.
With us on Monitor, one of the best male pop voices around these days, Jack Jones.
Hi, Andy Granatella here, doing something I rarely get a chance to do anymore. Just taking a good old-fashioned walk. From here, you get a whole new perspective on what traffic's like these days. All those big, beautiful automobiles out there, and me, not exactly a gazelle, outracing them all, on foot. Saddest part is, traffic keeps getting worse. That's why one of our products, STP gasoline treatment, had to get better. Now when you add it to your gas, it helps clean your spark plugs better, clean your carburetor better, so you're helping to clean and tune your big, beautiful, expensive engine as you drive. And as you sit there in traffic, too.
Help clean your spark plugs better. And help clean your carburetor better. So you help clean and tune your engine as you drive. With new, improved STP gasoline treatment. Ask for it at your service station. You'll feel the difference.
Next, a preview of some of the music we'll be hearing live later on the show. This is Peter Nero's interpretation of Chim Chim Cheree, the chimney sweep song from Mary Poppins. Pick up his trio live from the Rainbow Grill here at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. Your tune of Monitor 70 heard all around the USA. In the nation's capital on station WRC, Washington, D.C. Murray the King here. This is Murray the K on Monitor 70, The Big End. And to get us off the mark for this half hour, we have Mama Cass Elliott with some sound advice. Hey, listen now. Don't let the good life pass you by.
Thank you.
let that good life pass you by. We had a good life on Thanksgiving. We just saluted WRC down in Washington, and we had a great time there thanks to the Marines, and we had a great Thanksgiving. Hey, Mama Cass, speaking of good times, after you just sang that song, you know, for kids coming up to Christmas time, the symbol of good times ahead is that jolly old man with the red suit and the white whiskers. From Robert Lazich, our NBC newsman in San Francisco, we hear how the Bay City is recruiting its Santas this season.
Scratch a Santa Claus in San Francisco this year, and you're liable to find a stockbroker, high-priced engineer, teacher, or a social worker. They're among the people hit hardest in the economic slump that has sent California's unemployment rate over 7%. And because of it, stores have had no trouble finding Santas or any other kind of workers for the Christmas rush. Most of the store Santa jobs appear to belong to old-timers. One store has used the same Santa for 15 years. This has an advantage. The kids identify with him, and he looks and sounds the same every year. He must be real. Major San Francisco stores use two Santas who work in shifts. They divide the day, and the switch is easy. The man going off duty simply hangs out a sign that reads, "Feeding the Reindeer," and he sneaks off to the company lunchroom or out the back door. One store has a Buddhist who has played Santa for 4 years. But it's unusual to find a black Santa. A major chain says it's never had a black applicant and is not looking for one. A spokesman explained the chain tried a black Santa Claus at a Los Angeles store, and the kids of all colors shied away from him. They're just too used to seeing a white Santa. Finding a Santa job is tough this year. Unlike past years, the state unemployment office had no calls for them. But then things are tough throughout the stores. San Francisco store employment will run about 2,000 under normal, with most of the holiday jobs going to be engineers, stockbrokers, and others out of work. This leaves the usual core of housewives and students out in the proverbial cold. But things aren't as bad as they seem. Ask the children who've just talked to Santa. They'll tell you that he's every bit as cheerful as he was last year, and the year before that. Robert Lazich, NBC News, San Francisco.
And that's how they are recruiting Santas in San Francisco. Let's take a look at what happened in the earlier days of Glenn Campbell. Well, not too early, anyhow. This is By the Time I Get to Phoenix. With a special thanks, of course, from Glenn Campbell to Jim Webb.
By the time I get to Phoenix, you'll be right warm. You'll find the note I left hanging on her door. You'll laugh when she reads the part
Campbell, the pride of Delight, Arkansas, or possibly vice versa. Ahead, we've got more music and some well-chosen words from our galloping gourmet, if you understand them. So stay with us right here on the Monocle Beacon.